This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5:01 here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith back with you live from your White Claw Hard Seltzer studios. Alex Olive is here at the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Alex?
Number one, the details that Trey just put out a little bit ago. Philip Fulmer will receive $37,500 per month through December 31st, 2023. Absolutely sickening to see this kind of money go into him after he tanked the program.
So you just, young Alex, how old are you, Alex?
I'm 26. I'm actually on the older end of a lot of the interns here. But
I mean, you're working your way through school. Like you went through the school of hard knocks, and now you grew up, and now you're going to school trying to get it together, and you're working almost full-time at local pharmacy as a pharmacy tech, and then interning here trying to get your foot in the door in the local media business, doing great work for us. And you just wrote most of your money, a check to for tuition.
Yep.
Which I'm sure wasn't cheap.
No. It was, even after scholarships and everything, it was $1,000.
And Philip Fulmer will be making $37,500 after cratering our football program. The NCAA is about to come to town and do a number on Tennessee. How does that strike you when you write that check last night, Alex?
Not great. So I am kind of that generation that doesn't really know Fulmer as a coach. I was four when we won the national title. The first game I remember was 2005, you know, a couple of years before he was canned. So there's no real, like, you know, I've heard people talk about him as Papaw Phil and the battle captain, but there's no...
doesn't mean anything to you.
It doesn't mean anything to me. I have no affinity for the guy.
So, you know, I mean, this dude.
So I see this crap, and I hear about the extension that was given to him last year in silence, basically.
I'm going to start referring to Coach Fulmer. That's Philip Madoff, in honor of Bernie Madoff, the disgraced financier. Philip Madoff, with all the money. Unbelievable, man. That is just...
I can't wait to hear Phil's take on it, man.
So, look, hey, can you guys add... What is the total? Because this is a buyout, essentially. It's what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's a prolonged buyout.
Yeah.
How much money is it total, Trey, did you say?
1.35.
So we'll add that to the $6 million buyout he got when they fired him as coach, and he walks away with $7.3 million.
And
failure money total. That's from the university, on top of all the money we paid him as coach and all the money we paid him the past 3 years
and all the perks that came along with his positions as head coach and athletic director.
It's sickening, man.
Generational wealth is what we gave him.
Unbelievable.
I think the biggest thing to understand here is the contract, which states, and I'll repeat this, I know we're up against it, if the university terminates this agreement without cause prior to December 31st, 2023, then the university shall pay Fulmer a separation payment in the amount of 50%, which comes out to this number. They let him go, but they didn't let him go with cause.
Which brings up the question about Monday again. I know why you're paying him, because you're stupid and you make bad business deals and you make bad contracts. UT, nice to meet you. Like, okay, we get it. But why put him up there? Why go through that dog and pony show? Why get up there, oh, Philip, we love you. You had nothing to do with this. Tennessee loves you back. We're as proud of you today as we were when you held up the crystal. Ugh, that's gross, man. What are you doing? Why was he up there? You fire his ass. Fire his ass. Send him back to Miraville.
The biggest moment anyone remembers from that press conference, you know, that kind of went viral was when he started talking about how good recruiting had been under Pruitt in the conference. Right, where
move on, Alex.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
All right. Number two, the Detroit Lions have agreed to a 6-year contract with new coach Dan Campbell.
Dan the Man Campbell. Why is that name familiar? What, he has some sort of – did he play with Peyton or something? Like what? I know he was a tight end.
That?
Dan Campbell.
One of those real familiar sounding names.
Dan Campbell. Why? Was he involved in some controversy as a player? Something like that? Some weird story that
– He was an interim head coach for the Dolphins for 12 games.
Oh, maybe that's it. When?
Recently.
He's still young.
Yeah, he's only like 44.
Wow. hope it works out for him. History says it won't. Detroit Lions, good luck. Good luck, Dan Campbell. Good luck with that.
That's one of those organizations that just can't get anything right.
No. You talk about cursed.
Never.
Detroit Lions.
Number three. Patrick Mahomes did join his teammates on the field to practice today. He has not completely cleared concussion protocol, but signs are pointing to him possibly playing in the game this weekend.
He's playing.
We never talked about this because of everything that's going on this week, but, man, he got his melon driven.
Drunk.
My buddy Jimbo, huge Chiefs fan, and I was texting him. I was like, dude. Like, you guys are screwed, and they should have been, but the Browns browned. But he gets up there, and my buddy Jimmy's like, no, man, he's not concussed. I'm like, dude, he doesn't know where he is. He couldn't walk off the field. He's like, no, man, he's okay. He's like, rub some dirt on it, get back out there.
He just got his bail rung.
Concussed. Oh, man, but yeah,
he's playing. He looked around, idea where he was at.
There's no way the NFL is going to let him not play.
He's playing. Come on.
He's not playing, but if Andy Reid keeps running the sprint option with him and he gets dinged again, then that could be
little
scandal.
I don't think they'll be running him a whole lot. They're going to – I'd be willing to bet. If they get him cleared,
but before that, I wonder, what's the deal with his foot? Because he was all gimped up before that.
He jammed his, big toe
Right? I mean,
yeah,
that's,
he basically turf toed himself.
That's bad news.
For a highly mobile quarterback, yeah. It's just bad news for any kind of football player, especially one that, you know, what makes him so dangerous is, you know, his ability to move in the pocket and, you know, gash you downfield. So,
all right. Let's go ahead and get through this. Number four, Caris LeVert was involved in the trade with getting James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets. He says that his trade to the Indiana Pacers could possibly have saved him. He went through a physical with the new team doctors, and an MRI revealed a mass in his kidney.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They haven't found out if it's cancerous or not yet, but that trade might have possibly alerted them to some major medical issues.
It was meant to be, man. Yeah, I hope he's
all
right.
I'm glad they found it.
All right, and number five, today marks the 39th anniversary, if my math is right, of Ozzy Osbourne biting the head off a bat at a concert in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yep.
Is that a concert? I thought it was in the boardroom of some big record company.
It happened. Here's what happened. It was at Jet Records. They released these doves.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
And then he bit the head off a dove, and that's the famous picture where he's so messed up on drugs, he's cross-eyed and the blood's on his face. But no, somebody threw a bat up on the stage, and the story is he thought it was a rubber bat, like a fake one, and didn't realize until he'd already bitten into it, and the head was in his mouth, but it was real. He had to get the 30-shot deal in the stomach.
Rabies. Ugh.
Yeah.
30 shots?
It was I had a friend that had to have it. You get, I think you had to go, every day to the doctor and get a shot in the stomach.
Gross.
It was god-awful. I mean, your parents, I mean, the struggle was real, dude. When I was a kid, you had to be really careful.
Rabies is no joke. I found out that if it's left untreated, it's 100% fatal in humans.
Oh, yeah. It's 100%
fatal in
every animal.
You start foaming from the mouth and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a brain infection or something like that, so yeah.
Listen to this quote. The consistency of the bat immediately indicated to Osborne that he'd misjudged. It was crunchy, he later told a reporter.
Oh! Yeah. Oh. That's a prince of effing darkness to you, Alex.
Well, the prince of darkness.
You know my favorite Ozzy story? I've told this on the air before. The ants?
Yeah.
So Ozzy tells this story. He's on this tour bus, and there's like a bunch of guys. Who's that guy? Is it like Scott Ian, the guy with the Motley Crue's there, like Scott Ian, the guy with the from Anthrax with like the long pointy goatee. They're all hanging out on the tour bus doing drugs and hanging out, and they're trying to gross each other out. They're like, you know, licking a stripper's butt or whatever they're doing, you know. And then all of a sudden, Ozzy said, "Oh, nobody's gonna outgross the awesome." And they say he looks down, and there's this popsicle stick on the floor of the tour bus, like up near the front. And there's this line of little ants going up to the stick. And Ozzy gets down on his knees and proceeds to snort the line of ants like a line of cocaine. And then just sits down as if nothing is wrong with him. And the dude from Anthrax say, like, everybody's just looking at just stops what they're doing, like loud music playing, everything. It's like, you know, the record side, and everybody's just staring at Ozzy Osbourne, like, what is wrong with this dude?
He's completely crazy. So
I was afraid that was where that was going. I think I've heard that before.
You guys should look up the ad that the promoter ran in the Knoxville News Sentinel. It ended up being Randy Rhoads' last concert. It was classic. The ad they had for that show, you know, Ozzy blood coming out of it, just looking crazed,
scaring West Knoxville soccer moms all over the place.
Oh
huh?
Yeah, I was literally like the copy read from like "Lock Up Your Daughters." Ozzy's coming to town.
There you have it, the top five. Five brought to you by Knoxville Smiles, folks. If you're having any sort of a dental issue, whether it's a cosmetic thing, you know, you don't like, you got a crooked tooth or something, or it's something that's actually causing you pain, you've got an infection or something, cavity, Knoxville Smile is going to take great care of you. And the best part about it is they've got the latest in technology. That first of all, you go in there for procedure, it's not going to hurt, and they've got the latest things to make sure that your pain is dulled. And even if you have a surgery, you got like a wisdom tooth that has to be taken out or something, they've got the right kind of medications for you to take with you afterwards so that you have no pain in your recovery. Dr. Malone and his staff do a great job. He's been practicing here in Knoxville for 24 years now, and they would love to meet you and take care of your teeth and your family's teeth. It's Knoxville Smiles in West Knoxville, South Peters Road. Check them out online at knoxvillesmiles.com. Call to set up your consultation today at 865-539-1776. That's 539-1776. And, again, they're online at knoxvillesmiles.com. All right, we are going to go open lines the rest of the way here, 865-546-8200. Let's get TJ, the Kentucky fan. TJ dropped. I'm sorry.
Travis is up first.
Poor TJ. Held on so long. Travis is next. Good afternoon, Travis.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Not much. How you doing?
Hey, man, I just got off work, been standing on concrete all day in a pair of steel-toe boots. You think I ought to spend any of my hard-earned money on some Tennessee stuff so Former can get $37,000 a month?
Somebody's got to fund that buyout, Travis. It might as well be you.
That's exactly right. They're like the government. They can't live within their budget, so they just, you know, just take it from everybody else. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, Tennessee fans really need to look themselves in the mirror. You know, I've called in for years, and I know I sound crazy saying that we've propped that garbage up over there. Us buying and spending the amount of money we have allowed them to keep making these poor choices. I'm not doing it anymore. They have finally given me some closure. I'm not buying a thing. That's no dollars of mine are going up there. That's ridiculous. They run around poor mouthing all spring about, you know, coaches taking pay cuts and let the fans, you know, give your ticket money back, and then he gets $37,000 a month.
So you're done.
I mean,
that's it.
Will they give me something to? Well, I mean, I won't say I'm done forever, but there's no reason. I live in Huntsville, Alabama. There's no reason for me to work, you know, X number of hours to pay for a ticket for me and my wife and buy a tank full of gas and drive 4.5 hours up there to give them my money to watch a garbage product for them to line their pockets. You got any reason why I should?
I'm blanking, Travis. I got nothing.
I mean, I love y'all's show, and I'll support the show and everything. And
thank you.
By far love Fox Sports Knoxville way more than the university these days. But, I mean, guys, I hate it for y'all. I mean, in my opinion, this stuff like this has really got to be bad for business for y'all, and it's a shame. I mean, it's bad for all the Knoxville businesses, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to get it right this time, because I think that there are a lot of people that have already shut the door and walked away just over the past couple of years. A lot of people are going to walk away. I think this is just it's another brick in the wall. You've got the NCAA. I mean, this is going to be a saga, I think, that's going to go on for several months. And the team sucks and has sucked for a long time. And it's hard to see any light at the end of the tunnel from where we sit now. So they have got to get these two hires that they're making right now. They've got to get it right. This might be their last chance.
I agree. Yeah, that's definitely their last chance, because, I mean, I'm a diehard. I'm not your average Joe Blow, you know, casual fan. And, I mean, I'm to the point to where, I mean, it's like a Ponzi scheme, y'all. It's like you've invested all this money all these years, and there's nothing there. You know, there's no return.
It's Philip Madoff.
And then they just, yeah, and they've mismanaged by, you know, they've just mismanaged. It's our money that they have mismanaged time and time again. So, I don't know, it's just something to think about when all your – you know, all the hard-working people of East Tennessee and surrounding areas go spend their money on Tennessee stuff. That's just my take, y'all. Hey, I appreciate y'all letting me vent for a minute.
Oh, great call, Travis. Appreciate it. These people are pissed, Bear.
I don't blame them. I am, too. It's ridiculous.
I'd like to be paid $37,000 a year.
A lot of people would.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what's the median household income in Tennessee? 51,000?
I think I saw in the country it was around 50 grand a couple of years ago. I'm not sure what it is now.
Don't think it's moved very much off that, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's come down due to, you know, the pandemic. So, I mean, it's nauseating.
2019 data says 56,000.
Yeah. I mean, but it's just
so he's getting that in
2 months
for nothing.
I mean, could you imagine? Because the state pays every other week. I mean, could you imagine getting that kind of cheese every other Friday? Wow.
Quick timeout. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Welcome back. The Drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, Trey Wallace, and Pear taking your phone calls at 865-546-8200. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil. Hey, Philly.
That's pretty cool. You go from the battle captain to Ozzy Osbourne in a news segment there. Pretty cool.
How about that? I feel like the Tennessee fan base has rabies right now, Phil.
That's more like jock itch, you know what? Itch. 2015 year, that's about that.
The patient is bleeding out on the table, and the guy who was supposed to be the chief of medicine just ran out the door with the patient's wallet.
Why didn't they fire a former calls and not give him a penny?
Great question. It's a really great question. I mean, it's his responsibility to monitor. I mean, you're talking about failure to monitor. Jeremy Pruitt is not just his employee. That's his number one employee. It's his hand-picked employee. It's the employee he spends all his time with monitoring and trying to assist. And if Pruitt failed, then by extension, Fulmer has failed.
Yeah.
And just giving him that money is just such a slap in the face to this fan base who has given everything they had through this 12-year period, and it just gets laughed at and lampooned by the national media, taken advantage of by this school, and then you give this guy this kind of money on the way out the door. It is absolutely, it's outrageous.
Yeah, we don't even know what's going to happen to this NCAA thing either. If the NCAA slams this former, will really look bad. I mean, he already looks bad enough now, but I mean, all lots of people are going to just turn their rage towards him than they will Jeremy Pruitt, because Jeremy Pruitt's gone to win now.
I mean, I think that's what's happening right now. It's going to be really interesting to see what the fallout from this is.
And this search firm, is this a search firm for the athletic director and a head football coach? Or just the athletic director?
I think it's just the AD right now, and then, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they – actually, it would shock me if they don't throw Parker search firm some more money to assist in the coaching search. But I think they're trying to do the coach for, or the AD first.
Well, this search firm hasn't done a very good job in the past for Tennessee. Why would we keep just throwing money at something that don't work?
Oh, man, Parker search firm. That was a great article, too. And the News Sentinel's been stepping up their coverage here lately. Who has Parker brought us? Trey, they brought us Konzo, John Curry, Dave Saronico, Derek Dooley. I mean, it's just like a conga line of losers.
The who's who.
Well, speaking of the con zone, are we going to save our season with the con zone Saturday night?
Oh, they better, Phil.
They better. Wasn't that awful last night?
That was unbelievable. We didn't answer the bell. It's one thing I could take getting beat. Like, team gets hot. Alabama got hot, man. They just beat us. I didn't feel like we didn't put forth a good effort. We looked dead out there. Like, we were walking around. We looked like five Jeremy Pruitts on the floor.
Oh, that's a thing worse. Oh, good Lord. I don't know what's going to happen over there. They got to have leadership. And I mean, it's Dante Plowman. I mean, she signed the go-ahead for Fulmer and Pruitt both get raises. So, has she had some fault in this, too?
I would love to know the thinking behind it, what has transpired with Fulmer. Because my head's spinning right now. I might not be – I'm so pissed off at that $37,500 a month number that I might not be thinking this through properly. But, why was he up there? Why the effusive praise? Why the buyout? Why? Somebody explain that to me, Trey. We ask all these questions, and they're doing a good job of emailing back these answers to these questions. I want to know why. Why is Fulmer up there? What level with us for a second? What the hell are you guys doing over there?
Is Trey gonna say anything?
I think he's sending the email right now. We're submitting the questions.
I was sending an email. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie. I didn't even catch the question.
It's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that there's a good answer to it. I can't imagine what it would be.
I mean, their greed and avarice knows no bounds over there.
I think they're going to give him his checks and
money
McDonald's
that they said they were going
Alex.
To.
Alex said they're going to pay him the monthly installments in McDonald's bags.
Huh. You think maybe the basketball team made it at McDonald's last night? See?
That's a good question. I mean, they do look like me after a Big Mac, after I get that number one combo supersized, and, like, it tastes so good going in, like, the 10 minutes it takes me to devour it. Really, it's more like five. But then, like, half an hour later, it's like, wait a minute. Oh God! What have I
done? Bad idea.
What have I done? I need a nap, but I don't know. Can I sleep on a toilet? Is that even a thing? And then it's like a couple of hours of just misery until
I got
throw in the towel and go to sleep.
I got McDonald's on the way over here. I felt like it was only right.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that they go back on this now? Because
on
the
what?
Statement was. Listen, on Fulmer's pay, the details of AD Fulmer's transition have not been finalized. However, we anticipate that when he leaves the position, he will receive $37,500 per month through 2023. Do you think that they go? I don't know. I guess I'm asking. Do they go back and think?
They should.
Yeah,
they should say we're firing him for cause and we're not giving him a dime. And if he wants to, and if he wants to go ahead and be the bad guy and take it to court, then.
Because I put in there, I put in quotations for a reason. They anticipate paying him through December 31st, 2023.
So what are you saying? If they left themselves like an avenue out where they can say that new evidence or new information has come to light.
You know, that's an interesting question, Trey, because she was pretty explicit in saying that the investigation was not over.
Correct. That's what I'm getting at.
And, you know,
and
they,
then the wording today is we anticipate. You would think an agreement was already reached.
Well, I suppose we should leave the door open for them to do the right thing. But still, I keep coming back to, why is he up there? Am I missing something here?
He didn't look like he was any condition.
Could they be setting themselves up for some possible litigation where they fire him and he thinks he's owed something? And they could say, come back and say, look, you know, we weren't going to fire you until our investigation revealed this, and as evidence of that, you can look at this press conference where we talked about how great you were.
I mean, it's just Dave.
I don't know. Maybe they're playing 3D chess.
He should have never. He outthunk himself. He's really, I think, damn near ruined his legacy.
Mm. Let's get back to the phones here. Keep things rolling. Jamie is up next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Jamie.
If they were playing 3D chess, he would have never been up there yesterday. It looks like the ignorance still abounds over there. Unless Dawn Day's on top of it, and she just working her way through it, you know. She's not used to dealing with incompetency. She might, like you said, he was wearing that stupid sports coat over a track jacket. She might not be used to dealing with idiots like that. So, but guys, you know, you cue up the I told you so music I've been saying for years, and Philip Fulmer's an idiot, and B, he cares more about himself than he does the university. I mean, he's an idiot for saying the reason why I think I've done a good job is the recruiting when they got caught paying recruits. And, you know, him, it's just like when he took his buyout, took every nickel of it, you know, to hell with the university. Everything the guy's done has been about himself from the time that he come on the scene in 92. You know,
he could, he could do himself a lot of favor. He's already a wealthy man. If he came out and fell on the sword and said, this is never going to happen. I'd be stunned if this happened. But if he came out and said, you know what, I'm walking away. I'm going to do this right. I'm not going to take the buyout money. I'm not going to take it. He'd go a long way towards saving his legacy, because this is unconscionable.
Yeah, he'd be breaking precedent to do that. He's never been worried about it before. He's never had his finger on the pulse of what's going on. Like I've said over the summer, he would go to caravans and everybody tell him what a good job he's doing. And he thought that was the consensus. You know, it's like, no, that's the caravan people, dude, that want to get up to you and shake hands, have access to you. You know, they're not going to say, dude, you're sucking. You know, you can't go 5-7. You're not going to hear that there. And he's too dumb to think to realize that. So, what do you think, Bear? Bear, you over this? I mean, you had a lot of admiration for the guy with the battle captain, you know? I'm not trying to be smart. This is ridiculous.
I mean, it's I'm telling you, man, it's just really tarnished his legacy with me.
Yeah. And like I said, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, there's big Philip Fulmer fans like yourself that I hope they see this guy for what he is and his true colors. I've seen it a long time ago, and that's why I've been flushed in more than once over it. But the guy's proven it today, you know, yesterday with the comment about recruiting. He was not prepared for anything. He had his notes out there. He read word for word. And then when they said, we'll open it up to questions, I leaned forward in the chair like, I can't wait to see this idiot. He ain't ready for none of this. But guys, the one good thing about all this, we don't have to listen to his idiotic Holco commercial anymore. Y'all hang in there.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate the phone call.
He's got a lot of nerve, you know. Jamie carries his around in a wheelbarrow with his I told you so crap. He's dodging Chance Collins right now. Dodging him.
Folks, we all need escapes, right? A lot of bad news around Tennessee athletics right now. We need to get away from it. That's why I love the NFL playoffs. It's a great chance to escape. It's a great time of year. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now, new users could get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the conference championship games this weekend. That's right, 25-1, any team, any playoff game this weekend. So you think the Packers are going to cover -3 against the Bucks? 25-1 odds boost. FanDuel Sportsbook. Get it. Get your bet locked in right now. The Chiefs, both home teams, 3-point favorites this weekend. I love FanDuel because the app is so easy to use. It's free. Just download it and boom, you are off and running. They get your withdrawals super fast in as little as 24 hours there. And like I said, you know, the odds boosts are just fantastic. 25-1 right now over at FanDuel. All you got to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code DRIVE1 so they know we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code DRIVE and the number 1. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Keep things rolling.
This is not going over well.
No, it's going over like a lead balloon. Like Led Zeppelin. What is this? Yeah. Grouchy? Like he's grouchy, or is it like an Italian thing?
Like an Italian thing, I think.
Oh, grouchy. Good afternoon, Grouchy. You're on the drive.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Man, kind of steamed right now. Not going to lie.
Well, let's talk about knowing where the bodies are buried. My goodness. What does Fulmer know?
What are you implying?
Well,
we're being blackmailed, essentially?
I was getting some interesting texts the past few days on the situation. And the sense that I'm getting is that Donde and Randy have just completely misjudged what the perception of Fulmer is. Because
that's interesting.
They are very upset with him. I mean, I was getting one of the texts I got a few days ago was just, do you think Fulmer can succeed here? And it wasn't like it was to get a feel for. I mean, what is the perception of Fulmer?
Yeah.
And my response was, I'd rather have Curry in charge.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory. Bear, Trey, do you guys think that Donnie Plowman and Randy Boyd, you know, they're ivory tower types a little bit. Randy Boyd, not so much. He's, you know, been business guy. But these are wealthy, academic type people. You know, they're not going to McDonald's with Alex and me, right?
No.
Do you think that they might look at this a little bit like I've been saying, intimidated, as I think a lot of people are over there by Philip Fulmer, and think, oh, here's this legendary football coach with his national championship ring. Everybody loves him. We can't just fire him. And that the reason they put him up there on that pedestal, literally, Monday, was so that they could praise him publicly and protect themselves by, oh, we can't just fire him because the fans will hate us and these crazy fans that took down John Curry will take down us. When that's not the case.
I don't get that from Plowman. She looked pissed to me. I think that they were just I would guess probably damage control.
I mean, was she pissed when she was saying Philip had nothing to do with this? Let me reiterate how great he is.
I have no idea on that. I would be surprised if she was intimidated. Look,
we haven't seen nobody here knows anything about Donnie Plowman. And very few people know anything about Randy Boyd. And I think there are a lot of people that are just projecting their hopes of like, oh, these people are going to save us. We did the same thing with Beverly Davenport and John Curry. I've seen this movie before. All right?
Okay.
If y'all want to go ahead.
I mean, were you asking a rhetorical question or?
No, I mean, I know a few things about Plowman. I can assure you 100%.
I was talking to Russ. I mean, I don't understand why you asked.
Why asked what?
The whole damn question.
About why he's what there?
No, never mind.
Go ahead, caller.
Dante's pissed at Fulmer. Like she can't stand the guy. She hasn't been able to say anything for months while Fulmer has literally been running his mouth. There are people concerned that Fulmer's not with it because they met with him on Friday. And over the weekend, he was still talking to boosters, like Pruitt's coming back. They told Fulmer everything on Friday. And on Saturday and Sunday, he's still assuring his booster buddies, Pruitt's coming back, Pruitt's recruiting's really good, we're going to, you know, all this and that. Like, Monday was a shock to Fulmer. Like, Donde is over it.
How is it? Is he just getting dotty in his old age, or is he just so deluded that he thinks he can just talk his way through all this?
I have no clue. I mean, the read I got him going up there was there's something wrong with this guy. There's something off.
You know, I would, if that's how Donnie Plowman thinks, like I would just encourage her. Like, you do not have to. The fan base is not going to come after you if you announce that Philip Fulmer is fired and he's not getting his buyout. You can go ahead and do that right now, and nobody will give a damn about Philip Fulmer. So we need to drop that right now.
I mean, the louder we are, the better off, or the higher chance she has of getting that message, and she needs to get that message.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Great call. Gracchi making his presence felt this afternoon. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that guy, but he's saying Coach Fulmer is that a surprise what he learned Friday about what his head – like, we've known about what the allegations are about his head coach since November. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, this is a big surprise to me. I can't believe Jeremy would do this. And then he goes out and starts calling boosters and talking about how great the recruiting is and everything. Maybe the guy's just nuts.
Sad, thinks
he deserves that buyout.
I don't get
it's pretty weird
what he's been doing for the past couple of weeks.
Let's get Willie in here next. Good afternoon, Willie. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Guys, this is one of the first times I think I've ever really agreed 100% with you. I think the reason he's up there is just what y'all just said. Y'all took a lot of steam out of my car. I think that they misread the fan base, you know. I've known that guy as a piece of fecal matter ever since 1992.
Come on.
And I think even the Fulmerites, I mean, Bears even turned on him now. Everybody sees him for what he is now. And I think they were afraid of pissing off a certain segment of the fan base.
I mean, it really does make sense. They thought that we all love Coach Fulmer, and until recently, I think we did. And look, man, I'm not very upset about this. We don't have to get we don't have to call names and be all personal and everything like that. But it's sad that what we're learning about everything that went down. How he allowed this to happen. He's supposed to be overseeing all this. You can't just pin it all on Jeremy Pruitt. Yeah, Pruitt was a terrible hire and a terrible head coach, but Philip Fulmer was the boss, and all this happened under his watch. And to turn around and say, we're going to give him $37,500 a month for 3 years, is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then he got up and bragged about how good the recruiting was under Pruitt. Well, that was a classic, wasn't it?
You can't make it up, Willie. You can't make it up.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Thank you. 865-546-8200, your final chance to jump in with us. Trey, you got to run?
Yeah, I've got to take care of a couple things. I look forward to being with you guys on tomorrow. We'll talk to Brian Stoltz, talk about Kevin Steele, Hugh Freeze, and Rodney Garner.
Yeah, it's going to be a good conversation. You don't want to miss Brian Stoltz tomorrow on the show. All right, thank you, Trey.
Thank you, guys.
Last call coming up after the break. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Back to wrap things up after this.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio.
It is a classic. The Blizzard of Oz bringing us back. Fan Run Radio, wrapping up the show on a Wednesday afternoon, an eventful, explosive Wednesday edition of The Drive. Unbelievable, Bear.
Started off fairly normal. And then, Blake Topmeyer came in, and all hell broke loose.
Well, I mean, it did start out fairly normal, but in that first segment, the Bryce bomb dropped with the Rodney Garner stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very interesting that they're maybe going to let Kevin Steele hire two new assistants.
Like, I wonder, I mean, are they letting him put together a defensive staff? Or when I'll get interested is when they start hiring offensive staff.
Well, look, I mean, if they bring Simon on full time and they bring Garner in full time, let's count. You got Chaney, Winky, T's coming up, so we won't count T because he's done at the end of the month, unless they give him a new deal.
You think he's out of here?
Well, hold on. Let's go. Chaney, Winky, Jay Graham.
Get rid of Winky.
Ossivet, Garner, Steele.
I like that guy.
Assuming Niedermeyer's gone, Ansley. So you got seven assistants at that point.
Niedermeyer got fired for cause the other day, bro.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Assuming that he's gone, you got seven assistants.
Well, and Ossivet may be leaving. He interviewed with UCF for their wide receivers coach.
Well, and that makes sense. Like, if he could get that job, he probably ought to take it because there's no guarantee that even if Kevin Steele gets the job, I mean, there's no guarantee he's going to keep Chaney. Although I would if I were him, but
I probably would unless they've got some unless there's something some big surprise that we all aren't privy to, and which would absolutely stun me. But that they would be that forward thinking that they've got an offensive minded head coach who's basically rubbing. Yeah, I don't know. That's too far out there.
Bear, the NCAA tournament starts 2 months from tomorrow.
Yes.
What's the ceiling for this team? How far can we take it?
Our basketball team? It all depends on which team shows up. I think one of the most critical things is can they get Jaden Springer healthy? I mean, without a doubt, he's our best point guard. Muscovy's not a point guard. For whatever reason, we seem to be really limited when Jaden Springer's not on the floor. There doesn't seem to be any continuity. Sweet 16, maybe.
Barry, I'm just gonna ask you a blunt question. I want a blunt answer. That's why you're on this show. Give me the straight juice. Do not sugarcoat the Bear, are we a little soft?
Absolutely, yeah.
Are we a little soft?
Yeah. A little soft, and there's not. Like, my question to Fulkerson and Pons would be, were you guys not paying attention to Admiral and Grant and Lamonte and Bone and Bowden? I mean, those are fairly tough alpha guys that you guys were the young guys, and they were the old dudes.
You got to step into those shoes, those roles. Let me preface all of this. I should have said this first. Not mad at Rick Barnes. I love our team, our program. I think we're going to go very far. I think the Sweet 16 should be the floor for this team. Anything above that, I think, will make this a very successful season. And we are. It's a luxury to sit here and nitpick and complain about it. You know, we got housed by Florida. Okay, we're going to complain. All right, doesn't mean we're happy or questioning the direction of. Unhappy or questioning the direction of things or anything like that. But that being said, I mean, last night was sobering, as you said earlier.
Yeah. I mean, they're supposed to be the guys right now. They have to step up. They have to. I mean, this is a university with a proud history of, you know, we may not have all the banners hung, a Final Four. We've got one Elite Eight, but this is a basketball program that has always prided itself on having tough guys.
When we had Kamwa,
Chris Lofton played a season.
Yep.
Undergoing radiation treatment for nut cancer.
When we had testicular cancer, please, you're a doctor. Sorry. Come on, man. When we had Kamwa and Urosh on the floor at the same time. And then we took Kamwa out. Or no, we had Kamwa and Gaines on the floor at the same time. And we were just getting worked. And then we got fouled. And I think it was when Bailey got fouled shooting the three. And he goes to the line. And then Barnes takes Kamwa out and replaced him with Urosh. Oh,
man. Let me tell
you something, Rose. It was brutal.
I honestly think that the drive, each one of us individually, has a better vertical than Plasvich. He jumps like four. We cannot rebound. He can't rebound. That's why I turned it off. That's why I threw my remote and broke it. Because we got abused on the boards last night.
Oh, I turned it off. Alex turned it off at halftime. I came back for the half, and we started out. Keon gets that nasty dunk, and then he hits a runner, and you're like, okay. Like Barnes lit into it at halftime. Here we go. Here, and then they just kept going on runs, man. And I turned it off, like, I think maybe the first TV timeout, like 15 or 16 minutes. I was done, man.
I checked back in, and we were down by 17, and I was like, okay, well, it was worth stopping at half.
Yeah. I had a friend who was on the road last night and was out of radio range and, texted me and was asking for an update. And I just took a picture of it was when they went up like 20 or something and just sent it to him. And then I cut it off. It was just, I don't know. And maybe not tough, Russ, but there doesn't seem to be. We don't seem to have anybody that's just like an alpha. I mean, I guess the closest thing we have to it, maybe Jaden.
We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be able to give basketball some more time, but we're out of time for tonight. I want to thank Trey and Bear. Big thanks to Alex Olive for all his hard work producing the show this afternoon. Bear, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, brother.
Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.